USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As a new round of tariffs are set to take effect September 1st on Chinese goods, Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross is defending the Trump administration's tariff policy, saying U.S. consumers are doing okay.
Import prices, in fact, have been down from a year ago. And as you know, there's very little inflation in the consumer economy. So thus far, there has not been any real basis for saying the tariffs have hurt the consumer.
Ross was speaking there on Fox Business. An Ohio man will be facing a judge on Monday accused of making threats against the Jewish community. FBI agents say James Reardon posted a video online in which he identified himself as a gunman at a local synagogue, even though the shooting never took place. The 20-year-old Reardon was arrested on Friday, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eric, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway tells Fox News the White House is not worried about an economic slowdown.
It's just not the way we see it. And, of course, it's nice to have the mainstream media finally covering the economy. But they only cover it when they can use Sesame's Grover word of the day, recession. Look, the fundamentals are very strong. We know that more people are working now than ever before in American history. More people off of the sidelines back into the workforce.
A survey of economists by the National Association for Business Economics shows 38% predict a recession in 2020, while only 34% say it will happen in 2021. More violence in Afghanistan. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
ISIS claiming responsibility for a suicide attack in Afghanistan that killed 63 at a wedding reception in Kabul. The bombing taking place as U.S. and Afghan officials say they're getting close to a deal with the Taliban that could allow American troops to come home.
This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
NBA star Steph Curry is reportedly sponsoring a new golf program at Howard University. The Washington Post reports a three-time NBA champion will make a seven-figure donation paid out over 6 years to give Howard the means to kick off the program. Curry's donations will enable Howard to have a Division I golf program for the first time in its 152-year history. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the top movies over the weekend.
Running down the top 10, The Good Boys at number 1, grossing $21 million. Number 2, Fast and Furious Presents Hobbs and Shaw at $14 million. Number 3, Disney's remake of The Lion King at $11 million. Number 4, The Angry Birds Movie number 2, grossing $10.5 million. Number 5, Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark at $10.1 million. Coming in at number 6, 47 Meters Down, Uncaged, a shark movie, at $9 million. Number 7, Dora and the Lost City of Gold, grossing $8.5 million. Number 8, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, sliding down, it comes in at $7.6 million. Blinded by the Light is number 9, with $4.5 million. And The Art of Racing in the Sun, a doggy movie, grossing $4.4 million over the weekend.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.